What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys and ladies, I hope everyone's having. As I was saying, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Tuesday afternoon, guys. Today is officially cut down Tuesday, cut down day for the NFL. All 32 teams, which means all 32 teams will be cutting players and keeping players. And so far, guys, cut down day has been crazy so far. But guys, I came out here to talk about the New York Giants. The Giants have been busy today. I'll talk about the players that the Giants cut later on, but I want to talk about another trade the Giants made today. The New York Giants made a trade with the Buffalo Bills. The Giants took a flyer on Boogie Basham from the Buffalo Bills. This guy, he's a defensive end. He's a really good one as well. So it looks like the Giants are continuing to add more depth on the defensive line. And I love it. The Bills will give the Giants late round picks, and the Giants would get the defensive end. Here's my thoughts on this trade. NFL roster cut down day is, you know, it's a vital time in the league. You know, not only do all 32 NFL teams have to trim their rosters down to 53 players, but they also have to monitor waivers for players they may be interested in, you know, and begin the process of creating their practice squads. You know, teams may also look to trade late picks for players on other teams that may be set to hit waivers. That's what the Giants did today. You know, like I said, you know, they traded for this guy out of Buffalo. Boogie Basham, he was selected by the Bills in the second round of the 2021 NFL draft out of Wake Forest. He racked up 19.5 sacks and 35.5 tackles for loss in 42 collegiate games, but he never quite found his stride with the Bills. In 23 NFL games, he played with zero starts. You know, he recorded 37 combined tackles, 4.5 sacks, 2 passes defended, and an interception. In what appears to be a corresponding move, the Giants cut former third-round pick pass rusher O'Shane Ximenez. According to ESPN, O'Shane Ximenez recorded 6.5 sacks in 4 seasons with the Giants. You know, Brian Daboll wanted to take a flyer on Basham in case he was set to hit waivers today. So, you know, at defensive end or pass rusher, the Giants currently have Aziz Ojulari, Jahad Ward, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Tamon Fox. So, yeah, that's the move. I mean, I like it. You know, I love the move, you know, because this is who the New York Giants are. You know, I've said it multiple times. You know, this is a team that will always, this is a team, even though we're in a different time in the NFL, obviously the NFL has changed. But not for the Giants. You know, the Giants are still walking the pile line of defensive and championships. And that's what they are. I mean, this entire defense is going to be legit tough. This defense is easily one of the one of the two or three or four best defensive lines in the NFC East. You know, ESPN, you know, as I said before, they ranked the Giants' entire defensive line number one in the league. So there's clearly a lot of potential on this defensive line. And now you go add a pretty good pass rusher in Boogie Basham. You know, and now you add that with a lot of great defensive players on this line. Guys like Dexter Lawrence. Obviously, you got Leonard Williams. You know, Azeez Ojulari, Kayvon Thibodeau. I mean, I'm loving the depth for this defensive line. You know, I'm very excited to see. Now, I am interested in where Boogie Basham will start on the depth. I'm interested to see where he's gonna be listed on the depth chart. You know, because he's not that bad of a pass rusher. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he he's like the third or fourth. I wouldn't be surprised if he's somewhere around the third or fourth best pass rushers on the Giants depth chart, because he can rush the passer. I watched a little bit of the Buffalo Bills last year, and this guy, he can rush the passer. So it's going to be interesting to see where he fits on the depth chart, but this is a good move. So the Giants are going to get late round picks from the Bills. I've always said this before. I've always said this. The Giants are robbers, and the Bills are the innocent people. We're robbing the Bills. We're stealing everything away from the Bills, and it sucks, because obviously there's a lot of questions in Buffalo on how good are the Bills gonna be? And you really don't receive questions like that, because obviously the Bills have a talented quarterback in Josh Allen. They got, you know, obviously this is a big year for Sean McDermott. You know, like, we don't know what the Bills are gonna look like. Hell, did anyone hear? Von Miller's gonna be out for four games. He's still gonna be on the PUP list. And the reason for that is because he's still recovering from the knee injury he suffered last season. So everything's not looking good for the Bills. You know, I told one of my friends who is a Bills fan, I am worried about the Bills. If this team can't stay healthy, it's going to be a long season. Because, hello, Aaron Rodgers, he's in the AFC East. Even though there's been a lot of questions about Tua isn't. The Dolphins are going to be dangerous. And even though everyone's not talking about the Patriots, we can't sleep on the Patriots. Mac Jones and Bill O'Brien, I think those two are going to work together very well. So the Bills need to shit. The Bills better get ready, because you're not going to have Von Miller. You're going up against a loaded Jets offense. Now, we're going to see how the Jets offensive line does. Because Von Miller, he's not the only good defensive player on that Bills defense. I mean, you got Ed Oliver, you got AJ Espinosa, you got Matt Milano. So, it's going to be interesting, but it's still going to be interesting, though. You know, because Von Miller is by far the best defensive player on that defense, you know. So, it's going to be interesting, but like I said before, the Giants, ever since we hired Joe Shane, you know, and it's not surprising. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, they were, you know, they were a part of that organization. They know that organization very well. And a lot of you guys kept on telling me, Justin, what if the Giants somehow made a trade, you know, in the middle of the season and acquired Stephon Diggs? And I was like, I wouldn't be surprised. Because we look at the Giants. The Giants still don't have a number one wide receiver. The Giants are very young, though. You know, the Giants don't have a lot of old wide receivers. I mean, the oldest wide receiver the Giants have is Cole Beasley. Other than that, everyone is 20, 24, 25 years old on this roster, you know, so at the wide receiver position. So even though I would love it, I don't know. I mean, the Giants did draft Jalin Hyatt, I may be wrong, but I love what I'm seeing from Jalin Hyatt. Darius Slayton said he wants to be the number one receiver. So let's see what happens. If things don't pan out, which I'm not expecting that to happen. I'm expecting a lot of great things from this wide receiving core. But but when you look around the league, every team has one bona fide receiver. You look at the Eagles, they got AJ Brown. You look at the Bills, they got Stephon Diggs. Look at the Chiefs, they got Travis Kelce. Every team has a bona fide number one wide receiver. You look at the Cowboys, they got CeeDee Lamb. So I don't know who the number one wide receiver is on this offense. For now, I think it's very easy to say that the number one option is Darren Waller. You know, he's the most improved. He has experience. He plays the position. You know, he's top five at his position when he's at his best. You know, Darren Waller's going, you know, and that's why I kept on saying Darren Waller's going to be the focal point of this offense. He is going to make everything better on this offense. So it's going to be exciting to see. But I believe Jalin Hyatt will be, you know, and I'm not trying to disrespect Darius Slayton. I love Darius Slayton. I think he's good. I think Darius Slayton can ball out. The only thing Darius Slayton has to do is catch the ball. If Darius Slayton can catch, if he can catch, he could, you know, I believe he can be the number one wide receiver for the Giants. You know? And you know, and it's so crazy that Darius Slayton brought that up, because that's why we drafted him. So he can be our number one wide receiver. But ever, you know, and his rookie year, he showed promise that he could be our number one wide receiver. But then his second year, it became a disaster. And then no one was talking about Darius Slayton. But now Darius Slayton looks like he's trying to bring that confidence back, and I like that. But can you catch the ball? You know, I saw a lot of great things from Darius Slayton. The Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys, when he caught that big pass from Daniel Jones over two Cowboys defenders, those are number one wide receiver. You know, that's what number one wide receiver, that's what you're supposed to see. You know, and those are great flashes. You know, but can he do it on a consistent basis? Can he do it repeatedly? You know, and we gotta see. But look, Darius Slayton, he's going to have an opportunity, because Darren Waller, Darren Waller's going to be the focal point for defenses, you know? It's going to be interesting to see what kind of play calls Mike Kafka is going to be throwing out on his offense, but I'm excited. But yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. So yeah, the New York Giants make another trade. Boogie Basham, defensive end, is officially a New York Giant. Yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. And look at this ain't This is just the start of it. You know, cut down day has just started. We still got plenty of the rest of the day to see what happens. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Let me know how you guys feel about this trade. I'm gonna give this trade an A+. I love the trade. I think this guy is gonna add great depth to this defense. And I'm excited. That's all I gotta say about that, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel. Let me know how you guys feel about the trade. Down in the Q&A section, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But yeah, so far that's all I have for you guys today. And like I said before, I will keep you guys updated. I will talk to you guys about the cuts. About the players that got released or cut, and the players that made it to the practice squad, and the players that also made it to the main roster. So I'm gonna talk about all of that later on. But yeah, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this update. Let me know how you guys feel about the trade, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. And yeah, I will also keep you guys updated for any more lists if I have any, or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me. You guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section and put all your little comments and questions down there. I'm free to talk to you about them or answer them. And yeah, but until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.